Welcome all to the Snail Trail 4x4 Podcast. If you like going off-roading in Toyotas, wrenching on Toyotas, camping in Toyotas, and maybe even poking a little bit of fun at Toyotas, and of course, hearing what the ladies have to think about Toyotas, then this is the podcast for you. That's right, ladies and germs. My name is Tyler, and this is the long-anticipated episode 350 of the Snail Trail 4x4 Podcast. And we have a full house here tonight. We've got the intern in the background tip-tapping his way through the house. And we got Jimmy Jet here to my left.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Good to see you. Mm-hmm. Or good for you to hear me. Because I can't see you.
This is a podcast, Jimmy. It's not YouTube, sir.
Sorry. And then we also... There's been wine already poured.
We're on our second bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So... we'll get into that in a little bit. We also have the assistant
going
left around the table, I guess.
Hi. Glad to be here.
And we have the secretary.
Woot.
Woot. An owl.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot. An owl.
I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, night owl. So we are going to have a fun episode here today. We're going to skip all of the housekeeping background stuff. You guys should all know what those are by now. We are gearing up for Thanksgiving though. So this is Thanksgiving week. Hopefully everybody enjoys their time with family. We're going to have a very short episode on Thanksgiving Thursday that comes out. So hopefully everybody enjoys their week and stays safe with it all and enjoys their time with their families. Let's see. Should we jump right in on into this episode, all the shenanigans that are about to ensue?
Yeah, I say let's do it. We've been asking for a solid month, if not longer, for your guys' questions. And we're all going to sit around, drink some wine, and discuss what you guys want to know.
We've been asking for these for a while now. I think up until like a few days ago, we only had like 18, 20, something like that questions.
Yeah. We have a lot of procrastinating listeners.
Obviously. Yeah.
I do need to say a special shout out to the assistant though. Thanks so much for making the form. Do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
She had to figure out how to get us back into the form too.
So That was maddening a little bit to watch that go down, but that's okay.
It's like that scene from Zoolander when they're hitting on the computer trying to figure out how to get into the files in the computer.
That's about what it looked like.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I use Google Forms all the time. So it was a little rough to watch go down. That's okay.
We figured it out.
Yeah. And I'm excited to be back.
So. Hey, but we can change oil in a car like no other.
Yep.
Check that off the bucket list.
Especially when you remember to change the oil filter too. So good job, babe.
You're welcome.
Thanks for changing my oil the other day.
He's never forgotten to change an oil filter.
That's why I already had one ready for this oil change.
Does she listen to the podcast, Jimmy?
No.
But I told her that after the last time I did an oil change that I completely forgot to. I filled it back up with oil and I was like, crap.
Oh, you told her?
Filter. I didn't put the filter on.
I was there. I saw it all go down.
She was checking my work.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay.
Christine box just sitting there.
That's nice. Hey, what's this little box over here for? Yeah. Oh, don't worry about
it's
that.
Spare parts.
It's like when you end up with extra bolts after building something. Mm-hmm.
They give you extra.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
I provide an extra screw with my panels.
All right, so let's see here. We've gotten together on this fine evening. We are currently drinking, what is this? A 2017 Zinfandel.
Mm-hmm. What tasting. Did we have first?
We had a, I don't know what year, Mouvedre from, I think I said that wrong. I'm not going to say it again.
Now that you said that, everybody knows that you said it wrong. But if you would have played it off, you would have been fine.
It's all right. We can edit it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Just Jimmy do a start again. So
we
can do it.
We had some kind of year Mouvedre Skinner from
Skinner.
You
nailed it. Perfect. Perfect. Third time's a charm. Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know how to say it right. I don't think.
Mouvedre?
Yeah.
I think it's just.
That sounded better.
I think the U is silent in those.
I think the R. I think it's Mouvedre.
Really? I have no idea.
All right. We need a specialist to call in. Let us know.
It ends with a T, doesn't it?
No.
That's Merlot.
Cabernet. Cabernet. Yeah.
That's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Always wondered why people pronounce that one wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. People are weird. It's like a Hyundai. So,
right?
Yeah. Anyways, all right. So we have some questions here. You guys delivered. We have 39 questions that got submitted here. So we're going to go through them, probably maybe all of them, but we may not air all of them. So you guys can keep count as we're going through and see if we air them all or not.
Yes. I'm not convinced all of these are legitimate questions.
They should be. I mean, there's
I think there's questions within questions.
I feel like you have a lot of faith in your listeners.
Whoa, send all your hate mail in over to, we don't have an email inbox set up for yet.
Secretary at snailtrail4.com.
We just got another schooling on Google Forms.
Yeah. Thanks, teacher.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Now we'll actually be able to say who wrote the question.
Yep. Although there's going to be some that I'm going to ignore as to who they are.
This one just didn't have a name.
Yeah. So we're going to jump right down in here. We have 39 questions. And the first one here is from Down Under.
Down Under.
Mr. Charles Locke. He says, do the ladies drive off-road? What part of the trips do the ladies enjoy the most?
I drive sparingly. I did the ladies run. That was a lot of fun.
Do you have all the torques figured out?
No.
Okay.
No. If that painter's tape wasn't on the floorboard telling me what the hell was what.
The what tape?
There's painter's tape on the
painter's
floor.
Painter's tape. Okay.
Of Bobcat.
What do you think she said?
I thought she said something else.
I'm now curious.
I know.
So if that painter's tape was not there, I would not know what the hell I was doing. And usually Jimmy tells me what to do too.
Often have to remind her to shift.
Yes. not screaming so much at 4,000. Normally it's when we're on the road or at high speeds. Cause I drive an automatic. And so in my mind, it's like, just drive yourself, car. Yeah. Like what the hell? mostly Jimmy drives. I like driving sometimes, but I also find it kind of stressful. I have more fun just being a passenger and being along for the ride. There's the one section of the Rubicon that I always end up driving.
Whalebones?
I don't know what part I drive.
I don't know if you have driven whalebones.
I don't think so.
That would be fun. Pretty much that would be fun to make her drive to whalebones.
I don't know. She's driven from... Maybe you have, because you've driven from Ellis Creek out, but I don't remember if I drove whalebones or you did.
There was one thing where we were like, you go up really high and then you go immediately right back down. And before we did that, you're like, let's switch. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yep. So she's driven from Ellis all the way out through the spillway and I did whalebones.
Okay.
And I usually, like, I've done that stretch a couple of times. That's like my safe,
that's a good stretch to do, though, to kind of get into it and ease into figuring out how that third pedal works.
Yeah.
And getting used to it. Okay, so Secretary?
I have driven.
Uh-huh. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
Not really.
Okay.
I've probably driven less than my partner here. I would say that I would prefer driving in the snow.
At a girl.
I would not.
Well, when you crash in the snow, you usually crash into more snow.
That is true. I don't like driving a regular car in the snow, so
I learned how to drive in the snow.
So she's from Boston. You're from Boston. So, yeah. She's used to the snow.
Yeah, snow's all right.
What part of the trips do you two enjoy the most?
I enjoy walking while you're driving.
Hiking.
I don't know, like maybe around the campfire part, not necessarily the driving part.
I like manning the music selections.
That's true. You do play good DJ.
Yep, I'm pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. If someone could have a goddamn speaker that worked in their car, that would be great.
You got a speaker.
I usually bring along a speaker and stick it in the car.
22 speakers. The 22RE speaker.
Yeah. You tried to put speakers back in there and that was really nice. And then they fell out.
And then they fell out and the radio stopped working.
Yeah. So
I don't know why that radio stopped working all of a sudden, but
blew the fuse on the back again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This Bluetooth speaker up on the dash, and then you just got to be quick to catch it.
When it goes flying around.
Yeah.
You don't use like Velcro or 3M tape?
No, that would be a good idea. Put some,
You can get a Bluetooth sound bar and just put a bolt and nut right up through the roof.
That's a good idea. Yeah. There you go. Just point all the speakers at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just give her some headphones.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. That way you can listen to the 22RE music and she can listen to Michael Bublé or something.
Come on. I'm insulted.
I do not like Taylor Swift.
I have standards. And I have Taylor Swift. Ticket. So
you are like the only person out there, apparently, three million
other people that wanted them. Mm-hmm. I have crappy tickets. So there,
at least you got tickets.
I do have tickets.
So, all right, cool. Let's see. Next question here is from our local stripper.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, wonderful.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of questions here. Holy crap. Okay. He says, fun random questions I thought up. Pick and choose to your liking.
Oh, dear.
Group questions. In what way do you feel supported by your partner with your hobbies as well as...
Wait, I'm sorry.
That's a deep one. Skip this one.
Wait, who is that for?
For the group.
Group question.
Group question. Okay, got it. All right.
Mm-hmm. As well as how do you show appreciation for said support? That sounds a little too deep for wine drinking.
Well, I have to say, Jimmy supports me in my dance hobby and my mom group hobby.
And I join you at concerts.
Yeah, and you come to my concerts.
So I could be wrenching.
Yeah. You like the concerts too.
Maybe.
You like the concerts too. And I definitely do a lot of support of your quote unquote hobby. Mm-hmm.
You let me wrench. Let me wheel.
Yeah.
Give me some free time.
Occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it's warranted. Mm-hmm.
Once a month.
I'm a firm believer in adult hobbies, so I think that's important. I think especially a lot of times when people become parents or you become a mom, you like that becomes your whole identity and you forget to like be a person also. I think it's important for us to both be people.
Need more wine? Oh, you got more. Okay.
Got more wine. Thanks.
I helped her out.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think Tyler knows what my hobbies are.
Your hobbies include going out drinking with your friends.
That is probably number one.
Your hobbies include cooking me dinner. Your hobbies include.
Now we split dinners pretty good now.
That must be nice.
Hey, I can help clean that kitchen.
You do.
I used to be really into yoga, not in the crunchy way, more in the athletic way. Mm-hmm. But I kind of gave it up at COVID.
Yeah.
So unfortunately I sort of lost it, but, I still do that in the summer in the park. So it's still kind of a hobby.
You still go on like 5 mile walks around the neighborhood. Yeah.
What do the kids call it these days? Hot girl walks. I'm really, really into walking like a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's true. About an hour, hour and a half each day, almost
an hour. An hour of walking.
Dang.
And I'm really into listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
I consider that a hobby.
Except for our podcast.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's actually probably to our benefit.
Yes. Yeah. True.
That's how we support your hobby by not listening to your podcast.
I think my hobbies are a little more fluid. They can be done on my time or your time, you know, they can be done whenever. But I feel like you're supportive of when I want to do something. Mm-hmm. And usually I just say, hey, it's drinking time with the girls. See ya.
Yep. I'm like, okay,
you're on your own. I mean, what do you think about my supportiveness of your hobby?
I think you're great. You're often, especially like if there's shows that you're trying to get caught up with, some of the horror shows and whatnot.
Sometimes I cannot wait for you to leave.
Or if you need like Thai food, some spicy Thai food or something, you're like, get out of the house, go wheeling for the weekend. I'm like, okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
And that's when she calls me.
So, sometimes when it's like when it's three weekends in a row, I'm like, hey, need you to come home. But
I don't like it when it's like more weekends, like when the majority of weekends he's gone. That's when I get a little irritated.
Yeah, agree.
I get a little less supportive when it's like, hi, who are you?
Yeah, like when I'm gone home for 3/4 of a month.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that. That's when I get a little less supportive of the hobby. But when it's not 3/4 of the month, then sure.
But when it's been a while and I'm like, oh, that Indian food and that scary movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do like my scary movie.
Me and the kitties.
We need. Oh, speaking of,
yeah.
Scary kitty movie over there.
Well, cool. The next question here for group is, if you could wake up tomorrow with 3 new skills in which you excelled, what would they be and why?
Reed's
on it, man.
3 new skills.
Yeah. Should we do one to move on?
Yep, let's do
deep,
one.
Man. One new skill that I excelled at.
I would say excel.
You want to excel?
Yeah. As one of my other hobbies is I'm a little bit of a workaholic and I'm not tech deficient or anything, but I'm definitely not up to speed on all the Excel, and I rely on my team to do it for me, and it just really sucks.
I really suck at a spreadsheet myself.
But you're great at Google Forms.
I am great at, I'm so. Great at every other part of Google.
I wonder if this pour is going to show up. They're going to know every time we're pouring a glass of wine.
And usually maybe. we crack the beers right into the microwave.
Nice.
I want to do TIG welding.
That was pretty much what I was going to say. I was going to say TIG welding, and then I was going to go, can I go as broad as just straight up fabrication?
Part of me wants to say, what the hell is TIG welding? And part of me says, no.
There's TIG welding and MIG welding, and that's about all I know.
It's a different form of welding.
It's like
a different version.
Flavors of welding.
Flavors of welding.
You can TIG weld with a MIG welder.
But you can't MIG weld with a TIG welder?
I don't think you can.
Yes. That's not my skill that I want. I would like interior decorating because going to have to like home improvement. My stepsister's real into like DIY stuff and she loves it and
you
she's
need
good
a Pinterest
at it.
Account.
Have you ever like tried to figure out what kinds of wallpaper you like?
Oh God, no kinds of wallpaper. No kinds of wallpaper do I like.
I hear wallpaper's coming back.
This wallpaper is the first on my list of things to go.
Out of everything in the house that I have to do every time I go, oh, I got a laundry list of things I need to fix in this house.
Wallpaper. First and foremost.
First thing on the list, wallpaper. I'm like, that is like the least thing. Like you put water on it or this little like absorbent thing that like gets rid of the glue and the wallpaper comes off. Like I got to rip down walls and rearrange the bathroom and all this
shower and
retile. And the assistant over here is like, get rid of that wallpaper.
Wallpaper must die.
Whatever, wallpaper. I'm just going to get it done in like an afternoon. And then I will be like, okay, now can I start on the big job?
My hero.
Perfect. So TIG welding, interior decoration, and Excel. I like it. So we're going to do, he has more questions for each person. So we're just going to do one question for each person. Jimmy.
Ready.
Wait, I thought this was the ladies podcast.
No, it's the listener's questions with the ladies.
I didn't get this information. No, all right, go ahead. All right, fine. I'll share my airtime.
Off-roading, not camping.
Yeah. Jimmy, what was the scariest Jimmy rigging repair you've done? What caused it and how long did it last?
That's a good one. I'm not quite sure. The first one that comes to my mind is when I accidentally, I had to pull batteries out to do some welding. And I put the battery
TIG welding or MIG welding?
MIG welding. And when I put the battery in, I put it in backwards. And so I hooked the terminals up the wrong way and it fried my main fuse.
Yeah.
And at that time I didn't have a spare. And so I literally like wired it
just
together.
Hot wired the main fuse over it.
And they were just shoved in there. Right. And there's no way to tighten it or lock it in or anything. So I was hoping that it didn't pop out or come loose or, you know, and just shut off the rig at any point. And I wheeled out fine. I think I was at Arnold's Rock.
Oh.
And I wheeled out fine from Arnold's Rock and I fixed it in a matter of days after that.
Okay.
That's the first one that came to mind. I'm sure there's a worse one out there, but that.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one though. Put it in battery backwards. Assistant. If you were on a desert island and got to bring one non-essential item, what would it be?
Alcohol.
Non-essential item.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That's
not, well, alcohol is non-essential.
I disagree.
Think. I mean, I also disagree, but it doesn't help you survive. It just dehydrates you, but I would for sure want it. Besides alcohol, though, if we're calling that essential, I'd say like a bunch of books.
Okay. Like a Kindle, or would you just carry a bunch of books around?
But you'd have no way to charge a Kindle unless you had like a...
You can have a solar charger.
Yeah, like a Kindle with a shit ton of books and a solar charger. That would be great.
Perfect.
For my sanity.
Okay. Secretary, we're going to do two.
Since it's the ladies' podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your best Jimmy Rigg experience?
Oh my gosh.
What is your favorite book, author, and or play musical? You read a lot of books.
Book, author, play, or musical?
Book slash author slash play slash musical.
Okay, we'll go with books. I do. Okay. I definitely read more books than...
Mm-hmm.
It's the Station 11.
Just, can you give us an elevator speech rundown of Station 11? We're going to go up 7 floors, so that's how long you have to give the synopsis of this book.
Okay. It is, there's a show now, but I read the book, and the book is far better. Essentially, I think it's sort of a post-apocalyptic. The flu hits real bad, kills a whole bunch of people, and then it's about a traveling... Actually, this goes along because it's about a traveling... what do you call it?
Circus.
No, not circus. A play group. What is that called?
Musical?
Oh, a troupe?
Well, yes, thank you. Yeah.
It's I'm about going back to circus.
Yeah. So it's an incredible book.
Okay, cool. Second question. I think this one is going to be very quickly answered. Who has a cuter butt, Tyler or Milo?
You know, a lot of people really talk up those corgi butts and
the corgi tushes.
Yeah.
The Tyler tush is really good.
Yes.
It depends on the pants he's wearing, too.
True.
So if he's wearing some baggy jeans, it's definitely Milo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But when I'm wearing my leggings.
So it's a toss up of pants. Your spanks.
All right. Thanks, Reed, for sending in a shit ton of questions. Next person here is from Ryan Gorsuch.
He nailed it.
Yep. Why are Morphlate and Snail Armor not in the parts counter on Irate 4x4?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I thought Morphlate was. Or did you just become a vendor?
I was a sponsor, a vendor sponsor.
Okay.
So I got my own thread in the vendor section, but yeah, I guess I never followed up to see if they were on Irate 4x4.
Yeah.
I'll have to get on that.
I never approached Austin with to do that because I don't think Irate 4x4 is the market for snail armor. I don't know how
You'd
many.
You'd be surprised. I didn't think that it was a good market for Morphlate either. I figured it was a bunch of rock crawlers that had buggies that trailer everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I got actually quite a bit of response on the vendor thread and when we did the giveaway as well.
Okay.
So I was surprised. I think people have a lot of daily drivers that would be good with snail armors.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
So say the wives.
Austin, you hear that? The wives said it. All right, next one up is from B Murph, super Brian, producer.
Sweet.
I'm a little worried.
Oh, I know that dude.
Yep. Yeah, you know Brian. Yeah. You know Brian.
Talks to me on the gram.
Mm-hmm. He always says how nice my fingernails are looking those particular days.
And he's the only one that comments on them.
He does.
It's surprisingly.
Yeah. He says, what has been your most memorable destination? And is there a place you want to go which the boys refuse to go?
Are we talking 4x4 destination or any destination?
Says any destination. He didn't put a 4x4 in there. What's your most memorable destination?
Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun at the dunes and I keep asking to go back and we have not been back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. I was just keep getting put off.
I need to put more upgrades into that truck before I go. I can't
turn.
But
we went in it before. Oh, that's why. Okay. Because I keep asking to go. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if it was my most memorable. I don't know. A lot of memories.
You've been a lot of places, too.
I have.
I have been everywhere, man.
Not everywhere.
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah, that's him.
Not Mr. Me. Seven Continents.
I know a lot of places, but not seven continents. So I don't know my most memorable. I don't know. We had a good time at Undisclosed Location.
That was a really fun weekend.
I hope it's still there.
Most of it's burned out. Apparently the...
Did you find anybody that has been down there?
Yes. So the trail down there is all burned out, but the camp area right there at the river is still there.
Still good?
Yeah.
All right.
The fire passed it up. But like planning it. Right, so it's really interesting. Scheduled like everywhere that. Around it is completely burned, but like the... That one little spot, supposedly.
So the toilet made it.
Yeah.
The toilet is still there?
One-star toilet.
I was wondering. No, we want the toilet to get burned down so they replace it.
Yeah, that is true. That thing is sketch. We have our own toilet now. I would not use that ever again now that we have our own toilet.
I will say when from that weekend, once we went hiking, I think it was downstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went hiking way downstream, about a mile down. We found a fantastic swimming hole that we just kind of hung out in for a couple hours.
I was gonna say a fantastic toilet.
Yeah, there's a better one just right around the corner.
But yeah, swimming around in that swimming hole for the couple hours for the afternoon with everybody. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
I was a little high on the ibuprofen you gave me.
Oh my gosh.
And the
alcohol I drank.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was the alcohol, not the naproxen.
Great. Yeah, that's really hard. The trip to Ireland was just incredible, but stuff to top.
I want to go to Ireland.
Yeah, my dad and I have done a couple of really fun trips that were just simple road trips, but we just did some really fun things. Going from driving a live truck down from Seattle.
Yeah.
Driving a what?
A live truck.
So one of the news vans that has the antennas that pop out the top of
them. That's
fun. Oh.
They had to drive one from Seattle down to Sacramento.
Oh.
That was fun. But yeah, I mean, for more on the 4x4 end, the first time we went to Moab was incredible. Yeah. It was incredible. I'd never
second
seen.
Second time, not so much.
Well, I mean, the second time we almost died. So
almost died like four times in 1 hour.
No, the first time, I mean, I just never had been that way before, and I'd never seen anything like that in my entire life. It was just incredible.
Yeah,
yeah. And then the second time we almost died. So it was like
the first day,
way down the list.
Yeah, the first time we went to Moab, that first day was probably your favorite.
The first time. The
was
first
that
day,
top of the world of the first day?
No, that's when
top
she left us and favorite. Went to Arches.
Oh, that's right.
No, I did the Corona Arch. I had fun. Yeah, I went and did a day by myself, and that was just really fun. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that the second time because I had a new job and I'm a workaholic. But yeah, I mean the whole almost dying thing really pushes you off, and then the stranded for however many hours and driving back at 4 a.m. and.
We weren't stranded.
No, but the first time I really enjoyed King Creek. And it was like everybody else's least favorite run.
I liked that run.
It was great.
It was all right.
I thought it was great. I loved it.
All the river crossings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I enjoyed the play-by-play on how many river crossings there were. Yeah.
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 I'm surprised your dad kept count.
That's what he does. I mean,
he would,
as
though.
An accountant. So... We'll skip the second question here. We'll go on to the next one. We got a bunch more here. We got this one's from Brandon. It says, this one's for everybody. How do you plan off-road, overlanding, camping-style trips with family? I have a young son and a wife that wants to add amenities rather than lose them.
Bring a toilet and bring a poop tent. As we learned from the one-star toilet or no toilet situation. Yeah. Although I've gotten her to like just poop in a wag bag behind a bush. Like that wasn't as big of an issue as pooping that one-star toilet. That was a hard no for her. But get like a little poop tent, changing tent, shower tent thing off Amazon. Get yourself a little camp toilet thing. That I think would help some reluctant people a lot, and you could get like a bag shower, solar shower thing if someone's really into showering.
Kind of warmer, something to get a warm shower.
Yeah,
going.
Get a warm shower if that's like a, you know, a big ask. mm-hmm. of somebody.
Can you just heat up baby wipes?
See, I am not picky on that. So like a baby wipe shower is fine by me, but I know some people are like real into like
what do you
shower? Hippie bath. Yeah.
This isn't, we're not talking to the mini assistant here. What do you call him?
Oh, a horse bath. Yeah, I'm fine with the horse bath. I don't know what that says about me, but.
No, but I think there's a step up from that, which would be kind of into the yurts or the glamping or the Airstream rentals, uh-huh. something like that, or a cabin rental or a fire lookout rental where you've actually.
Oh, yeah, those fire lookouts are neat. Yeah. We walked up to one time on a hike with some family.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a thing like you could rent it.
You could rent it out. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's like, depending on what level of outdoorsman.
Yeah. So if you wanted to be like overlanding, but to a destination, like one of those fire lookout rental things would mm-hmm. be cool. Cause the one we went to had a composting toilet and mm-hmm. yeah. So it kind of depends.
Have you gotten to try the 450 pound rated Ironman 4x4 toilet yet?
No, we haven't tried it yet.
I have, but I tried it at Rubathon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm taking his question.
That's right. I was trying to throw pine cones in the top of the tent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to bathroom. Sorry. So I take his question as he's trying to get his significant other and child to join him. But they want to bring too much crap.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to say is if you're going to have others come with you, especially if you're going to have a wife and a child come with you, you're going to carry three times more stuff than you normally carry yourself.
That was going to be my question was, it sounds like we're just coming to the conclusion of you just have to be okay with bringing more stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
Yeah. And then, but like the Ironman 4x4 toilet collapses down real small. The poop tent collapses down real small. So you just have to prioritize like mm-hmm. a solar shower. Again, that's small.
Necessary mm-hmm. though.
Yeah. So like, you know, if whatever it is that would make them more comfortable, just mm-hmm. find a small version of it.
Yeah. And my advice would be start with a very small, simple trip and see what amenities they really want and need. And then start applying those to all the equipment that you have.
The packing list.
And the best thing I think for a child is to have a destination. Like a point of interest, something mm-hmm. that you're going to go and see.
Not just driving all day.
Not just going
even
to drive.
Wives, but even like driving.
You
know,
it can be as simple as a lake, but it usually if you have like a building or a structure or something that the child is interested in, they're going to be more willing to join you.
Do you have to build that up to them beforehand too? Or
yeah,
is it
it's
more
easy
like
with
a,
kids
as you're just
too. Like
going
we're
going to
go see this lake or this thing and it's gonna be cool, and then they get there and they're like, whoa.
Do you guys have to take a lot of breaks with the mini assistant, like as you're traveling through a trail or something? You got to get out and let her,
she has a bladder
let some energy
like me
out, or?
So and then you also
potty trained, right?
Yeah. For sure, but we can go a long time without a potty break. It just depends, because then a lot of times it's like the stopping and the getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on how old your kid is.
And when you stop and let everybody out of the vehicle, it's sort of hard to get them all back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat better to keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
Wait. This is not a podcast unless we talk about peeing.
Yeah.
And there is right. something about sitting in a fucking truck. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the E.
We just lost our bet with the listeners. We were trying to keep you guys away from talking about pee.
Oh, I almost. Oh, I know. No,
there's something about sitting in that truck and going on a dirt road. The vibrations make you have to go more.
Yeah.
I agree.
I pee so much and it's awful, especially when you're in the middle. So if you're going with other people, then put them in the front or the end so that they can get out and pee in privacy.
Yeah, and hashtag pee style. Podcast is always brought to you by pee style. The episode ends with a 50, then it's sponsored by pee style.
But if you don't go, then it's just so uncomfortable.
It's true. I will. Yeah, I end up going a lot when I'm on off-roading trips for some reason. So, okay, next one. This one will be quick. It's from Senor Lorenzo.
Oh.
/ Esquire.
Oh.
It says, what is the name of your second podcast? And next question is from Wreck-It Rob.
Oh, I know. I think, do I know that guy?
Wreck-It Rob?
I talked to Wreck-It something on the IG. Oh, is that Wreck-It a different one? No, that's a cartoon. No, there's a Wreck-It dude on IG that sends me stories sometimes.
Maybe. I don't know who Wreck-It Rob is, but he knows us. So he says the question is, okay, my question is for all. I'm wondering, this is a long one. I'm wondering if the ladies were into off-roading when you met, and if
no.
Why is that a long question?
Next easy question. Done. Next.
All right, give me the rest. Give me the rest.
And if not, how did you ladies become more into it?
I like the outdoors and camping and stuff like that. So it's just like an extension of that. I don't know. I'm always down for an adventure.
She's always asking for adventures, yep. From mm-hmm. what yep. Jimmy's told me.
I am.
How did you get into it, Secretary?
You're lucky you're cute.
I have a really cute tush, apparently. Yeah. So that's what draws her.
Just wears surprised yoga
she doesn't
pants
want you to hike so that she right? could just walk yeah. behind you.
Is that well, why you always walk yeah. behind me when we're hiking?
Exactly, babe.
Also, what did you guys, Tyler and Jimmy, do to make the best of it? And when they weren't into it? I think the big thing for me was finding things to keep her active, entertained.
DJ.
So DJ, reminding her to load books on the Kindle before we go.
Yeah. That's
what, have you ever reminded me? I figured that out on my own. I do not think that you figured that out.
You reminded me. Thank you. Because one time I forgot a book and before I lost internet connection, I'm like, shit, gotta hurry up and download something real quick.
Jimmy knows how important that is, though, because he offered to hotspot me to get a new Kindle book
yep.
when we
yep.
were broken in Moab.
Yeah. I think the other big tip is to keep the trip moving.
Yes.
Anytime the trip kind of stops and, you know, us guys, we like to get oh out and be gosh. Like, oh, let's no, fix something. God. Let's pull out the welder.
You are the worst at that. What are you talking about? You look no, at you giving it, keep really the trip at moving. No. Tyler stops the trip.
It's true. I do.
80% of the time we're stopped because of Tyler.
We're stopped because I'm helping people.
Yeah. So you don't keep the, so, okay. All right. I am logging this I into keep my the brain. Trip
moving. My rig just doesn't move. That's the problem.
Next time we go, I'm going to be like, remember when you said to keep the trip moving?
Okay, next time I'll sit back in the car and I won't do anything words. To
should
keep
get a
the
shirt
trip
made
moving.
That says keep the trip moving.
Yes.
I'll work on that.
If you just hand me a drink, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
And a book. Drinking a book.
And snow falling outside.
Yeah. That was really great, actually. Even though the trip had stopped, I was reading a great book and drinking a can of wine and the snow was falling outside and it was lovely.
Nice. He goes on, my lady wants to go every time I go out, but then says she just wants to stay in camp when time to roll out. Off camber scares the hell out of her. She even has fears getting to the trail if we trailer there in the dark. It's funny at times, but I really want to help her be more into it. Any advice would help and be so awesome.
Get out of the truck when you're off
camber. Let her walk when she wants to walk and hand her a drink.
What did you say? She's scared of trailering in the dark?
Yep. Don't go to trails in the dark.
Yeah, don't go.
Leave during the day.
Leave during the day. Plan
I think that
some time.
This sounds like you need to baby step it, right? You need to do everything you can to make her feel comfortable at the start, and then maybe start adding some of the things that didn't make her comfortable. But I mean, that's a slippery slope because you're going to eventually scare her, and she's going to not want to go out.
Stay
and
away from slippery slopes.
Yeah. Slippery off camber slopes.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. I think when it comes to kind of off camber, or it sounds like he knows what situation she doesn't like. So just give her a heads up and be like, hey, you want to hike the next 200 feet?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So I know I've done that before.
Yeah, we do that. I'll be like, am I going to like this? And you're like, no. And I'm like, see ya.
Yeah. Go take a hike for a little bit. This one's a loaded question from Cyberman, Mike Klein. It says, assistant.
Okay.
With all the other Toyota loving bonsai tree pruning short guys out there, why did you choose Jimmy?
He is the kindest person I've ever met.
It's not my butt.
No. Sorry, babe. It's not your butt. He's.
Yes, I need to do more squats. Like
that's why I hang out with you, though.
Okay. He's the kindest person I've ever met. And that's, he's just very like interesting and kind.
I will give you that. There was one time you were talking about some story about one of your guys's ex sort of friends now, was like, complaining that Jimmy was like getting mad and upset and yelling at her. And I was, and you were telling us, like, I was like, no, Jimmy was doing that. Yeah. I was like, what?
She claimed that he called her stupid or something like that. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. One, I was there, and two, I've never heard him
say that word.
Say that word. Like, call anything stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe like a That's box stupid. That wouldn't open or something.
Yeah.
Stupid box. Stupid. I don't know. But yeah. No, yeah. He's just like a very kind person.
Need more wine?
Mm-hmm. Soon. We're getting low here.
There's a bunch over there to your left.
See that.
All right. Next one is from Tony, the new Snail Trail 4x4 moderator. Betty White 17.
Betty White 17.
Oh, my bud.
Yeah, one of your buddies. It says, to Tyler and Jimmy, how did you guys meet?
We were introduced by Brennan
mm-hmm.
from Trail 4R.
Yep.
Brennan went out wheeling with Tyler mm-hmm. and Tyler
I had my
his,
first gen Forerunner exactly. and I went wheeling with a third gen, a fourth gen and 2 5th gen Forerunners.
Yeah.
And I was the oddball out on like 37s and solid axle and this old rig. And I'm like sitting here trying to talk about axles. And Brennan's like, you know, do you know anybody? Do you know a guy named Jimmy Black, Jimmy Jet Black? And I was like, no. He goes, oh, you guys would be great friends.
Oh, I didn't know Brennan introduced you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because Brennan.
So cute.
Yeah. It's Brennan cute. Came over to my house and we shot videos and he was looking at all the trucks I had and like, you know, going like, oh, he really liked these older trucks. And then went out wheeling with Tyler and was like, oh, he really liked these older trucks. He need to meet my buddy. And so, yeah, he connected the dots for us.
Aw, cool matchmaker.
Love ever since.
Next one is from Anonymous.
Thanks, Anonymous.
I think I know who it is. Yeah, I think you'll figure it out too really quick. How does a Gladiator on 29s keep up with you guys on the Rubicon? Do Toyotas suck compared to Jeeps?
No.
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not sure.
The Gladiator on 29 hovers.
That's kind of true.
And it kind of floats across everything.
It's really weird driving that thing because you push on the gas and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like the wheels don't turn. The tires don't turn if you push on the gas.
It just sort of lifts off.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think Jeeps are better than Toyotas. I don't think Toyotas are better than Jeeps. I think that just people have different choices and we like to poke fun at each other.
Mm-hmm. And then nobody likes Samurais. So.
Correct. Yeah. Or Broncos.
Or Broncos. Yeah, we're all upset at Broncos right now.
Toyota's rule.
Next one is from Boater McBoaterson.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, I think I know who this is.
I think I do too. Yeah. If Tyler didn't fry his alternator, forcing him not to run anything in the cab, AC radios, music, would he have heard the clicking from the broken frame and maybe not catch those cracks until further down the road? Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he would have had the radio blasting.
Uh-huh.
He probably would have not heard the cracking.
Nope.
And that's always Jimmy's argument for no music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he's like, you need to listen to the
radio. You have to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
But Tyler would have been driving along and his whole entire front end would have fallen off.
I think Tyler likes the you know, the spontaneity of it.
The spontaneity of the music?
No, of breaking
stuff.
Boom, bro.
Whoops. I don't know how long that's been going on.
Yeah. Need to figure out how to fix that now.
I mean, you got your book. If you didn't have the radio on, would you have known that the transmission was falling out at Y Avenue?
Oh, yes. Definitely. That one was definitely noticeable.
But would you have caught it sooner with the radio off?
Yeah. No, it was vibrating for a while.
All right.
Yeah.
You just kept going?
I just assumed it was a bad U-joint. And I was like, my U-joint will give out sometime. Not my whole drive shaft to fall out of the transfer case.
Sometimes they're worth driving through.
Not
I was
when
having a really bad
your
wine.
Toolbox is not in your car.
Oh, yeah. I was having a really bad wine driving home from the Rubicon one time. And all of a sudden it's all pow. And I was like, well, I either lost power steering or my alternator. Let's try changing lanes. Oh. I can't turn. Okay. I lost my power steering.
Figured that one out quick.
Yep. And then I just drove the rest of the way home with forearm steering.
Nice. Armstrong steer. Armstrong. Forearm. You got forearms?
Forearm.
Oh,
good thing you're
I got
a singer.
Okay.
Good thing you were single for so long, huh?
Right? I could grip that steering wheel like no other.
Oh, man, that was good.
Next question.
All right. Next one here is
from Boater McBoaterson.
Right. Next one here is from Ben Dover.
Mm-hmm. I know that one too.
Yeah. Yep. It says, for the secretary to ask Jimmy.
What?
How does that work?
Why does Tyler have a tattoo of you on his chest? Why does Tyler have a tattoo of Jimmy on his chest?
Yeah, ask me.
Why does Tyler have a tattoo of you on his chest?
I'm just a joker.
Cute.
Adorable.
I'm surprised that you've seen it. I was wondering if you knew what was on his chest.
Isn't it a jester or a joker or something? Jester. Yeah.
It's dead, though.
It is dead.
It's gone. Yeah.
It's a skull. It's a skull jester wearing a jester's hat.
It's because
Jimmy is very much alive.
I am deadpan funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of that every episode.
And next question.
He has a low key, back to things I liked about him. He's got a low key sense of humor. It's not like in your face right at the beginning, but then you realize how funny he is.
You've hung out with a Forerunner Dave, right?
Oh, yeah.
That dude has a low-key sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, he's hilarious to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll just say stuff, and you're like, what? And he catches you off guard. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah, hold on. Anyways, next one here is from Ash Santilli.
Says, I knew Dave's wife before I knew Dave.
Yeah,
really?
Which is kind of funny, too. But, yeah.
Nice. So, Ash Santilli asks, if you were planning a month-long trip to the Sierras and wanted to take in as many trails as possible, accounting for seasonal closures and access, which month or month long period would you choose?
We need more wine.
Well, no, I was thinking like the Sierras is our backyard. So like we don't need to like plan a whole month. We go there every weekend. All right. Yeah. I know that's what I was working through my head.
So what's got the best weather? Like May?
I'd say August.
I was going to go with August.
But I was going to say May. Fires now. Yeah. Or a thing. August is not good for fires.
Yeah. Did you say May?
Yeah, I said May.
I think May. I was going to say May also.
But when it's 110 down here, it's 86 up there.
That's
and
true.
It's amazing.
It is really nice up there.
Amazing.
Can we just compromise and say July then?
No.
No, because that's when all the jamborees happen.
No, but I will agree. Fire is a serious hazard. So
May
we didn't
or
have
June.
A lot of fires this past year,
but the 2 years before.
Yeah, okay.
It's been
so no fires.
This
August.
Year still closes the Rubicon.
Fires, May or June.
Yeah. So May is less of a fire risk.
Way too cold in May for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Negative.
We did have our hardest cuddle ever in our life was in May in this year's. When it rained.
I'm not sure I would
when
go.
When it rained in the tent.
When it rained in the tent. That was a cuddle for life right there.
I might forget the rain fly more often.
No, I don't think you
That's
will.
That's why you did it. Yeah, I think May you still, I mean, there's still potential for snow to be up there.
Yeah.
In May.
Yeah.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
So June.
I'm still going to go with August.
Yeah. Mm. I still think it's too cold in June.
Yeah. All right,
so
next.
Really, we're undecided.
Yeah.
Undecided.
Anytime from June
May,
to
June,
August.
August.
Like, I wouldn't say September. Definitely September, you're getting deep into fire season. I think August, you still kind of are 50-50 on fires right now in the Sierras, but I'd go with August.
I say go earlier than later.
That's what Jimmy has learned because of the fires.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you want to hit Barrett Lake. If you want to hit the high trails, like
Barrett
Lake
wasn't open until August this year, though.
Yeah.
And when does Doozy open? Doozy's open late.
It's similar to Barrett Lake.
It's open late June or something.
Later than that, usually. Because it's 10,000, 12,000 feet? 10,000 feet.
10,000.
10,000 feet up there, yeah. Uh-oh. Pick one. There's a rack there and a fridge over there.
You can ask the next question. Well, I mean, I feel like you should... Okay, mystery wine.
Mystery wine. It smelled really fruity. Jammy.
Very jammy.
It smells almost like a...
Do you know where the mystery wine came from?
No. Is there a label on the other mystery wine?
No. That's what makes it a mystery.
Because I know we had a couple of wines with no labels, but they had a blue painter's tape on them.
And those would be a Jason Verde special.
Yeah, one of them is a Verde Cab Franc, and the other one is a DeRose special wine. Oh, okay.
So if, well, this didn't have the blue tape on it.
Nope.
No.
I don't know. It could be, you know, a Bob special or something else.
It's very, very fruity.
He doesn't like, they don't make a lot of jammy stuff though.
No.
They make lighter white reds, I think.
Yeah, this is a fruity one.
This is the fruitiest wine I've ever tasted, I think.
All right.
Next question.
Back to questions. We have one here from JD Wheeler.
Nice.
So Mr. Poole says, has any of you gone wheeling outside of the U.S.?
Not me, but Tyler sure did drive us in Ireland.
I drove over curbs in Ireland. Yeah, Sense? Does that count?
When I was in Costa Rica, I went in a Jeep from like the side of the lake to the cloud forest town. So nice. I think that's
right. I'd say that counts.
No, when you leave Arnall and then you go and you get into a little boat and you go across the lake.
Okay.
And then I took a Jeep up a hill because that's the only thing. I guess they didn't have Toyotas in Costa Rica. It was the only thing that could get you up the hill.
Central America is full of Toyotas.
There was some off-roading vehicle that had to be deployed to get us from the edge of the lake up to the town.
I was going to say, I've been in a vehicle off pavement in Costa Rica. But I don't think it wasn't any like off-roading kind of thing.
You know, I mean, off-roading, but I mean, it was not on a road.
Yeah, true.
From the side of the lake up to the little mountain town. Yeah.
Well, and driving down Highway 1, there's many times when like a bridge is washed out and you have to go off-road to drive around through the creek to get back up onto the highway.
Yeah. But that's in the USA though, isn't it?
No, Highway 1's in Costa Rica.
Too. Oh, okay. Highway 1 Costa Rica.
Rica roads. Costa Rica is a lovely place to go and visit, but like driving is very precarious there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a four-wheel drive Suzuki. It wasn't a Samurai. It was something else. I can't remember what it was. And I didn't need to put it in four-wheel drive the entire time I was there. So one of the last days I drove out on the beach and got stuck and then put it in four-wheel drive and pulled out. So I think that's really the only off-roading outside of the United States that I've done. I'm sure I've done some, but nothing's really coming to mind, but I'm sure I've gone on some sort of like expedition where we've been driving on a dirt road and needed four-wheel drive, but nothing comes to mind.
Yeah,
I have my fingers crossed for an Australia trip.
We might be making that happen next year.
Yeah. So your Aussie listeners.
Charles
looking
cool.
for an invitation, please.
Yeah.
My big trip was Baja. So going 400 miles down into Baja.
That
was fun.
I did a Baja trip where we went down.
That's international.
We drove out onto a ledge down outside of
one of the Puntas.
No, yeah, I was down there, but what's the Ensenada?
Ensenada is at the west side.
Yeah, just below Tijuana. Yep. Just this, the next big, yeah. So outside of Ensenada, below Ensenada, we drove out on this little bluff and we went surfing for like 3 days. And the last day we were there, it rained like crazy. And we had to four-wheel drive up a hill, like this crazy little mud sloshed hill to get out. So yeah, there's something that I remember.
There's the Baja 1000 is going on right now.
Yeah,
I believe so. Another one. Next one from JD Wheeler again. Would you rather daily a lifted Prius or a slammed lowered 4Runner?
Ladies.
No, I was like,
what the hell?
I didn't understand what the second one was though. So.
It's a lowered 4Runner.
Slammed
means you just take a car and put it down on the ground.
No, that's disgusting.
No, I don't like that.
So lifted Prius?
Yeah, yes, lifted Prius.
All right. Awesome. Love you
next
guys.
Project, right?
You're going to get a lifted Prius instead of the CRV.
Mm-hmm. I feel lifted Priuses in the Christmas presents, maybe. Next one is from Colton Lloyd. This is more for the secretary and the assistant. But I would like everyone's opinion. My question is, how do you get your significant other to go out wheeling with you when they have high anxiety about anything she hasn't tried before? It would only be a day trip that I would take her out to go wheeling. I live in Michigan, so it's a lot of wooded trails, but we do have some off-road parks that have larger rocks and stuff, but nothing like you guys have. I'd appreciate your suggestions.
What's the anxiety about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends.
Similar to what the previous question was about the off-camber and...
Let her get out and
probably,
walk.
Yeah,
but also do not do one of those crazy trails where you're
ease into it.
Your side. Yeah.
Baby
ease
steps.
Into it. Do whatever is going to like bring her anxiety down, i.e. can wine or
no,
getting
I mean,
out
I've,
and walk. Uh-huh.
I've watched Tyler drive some trails where I've been like, ooh, you know, so any of those trails that would give you those kinds of
reactions, see, I like that.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it took me a little bit to get used to it. It took me a little bit to get used to the idea that you can handle your rig and that you're going to be okay unless we're in Moab.
Yeah. But, don't go, don't do,
but for sure encourage her to get out, but I would say ease into even watching you do some of those things. I mean, when I watched you fall on the Hell's one.
When you watched Jimmy roll me over.
Yeah.
On Hell's Gate.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wasn't, that didn't bother me until other people started talking about it. And then I was like, wait a second, is this like dangerous? So anyways, but.
Nah, everything was just fine.
Yeah. Well, I was fine for like, I don't know how long you sat on the side like that. And I was fine with it until I heard other people squawking about it. And then I was like, wait a second, what is this dangerous? And then.
It wasn't dangerous until we got back up and I couldn't start the engine.
Yeah.
And so
but
that's when it got dangerous.
Regardless, but at that point I had seen you do some pretty impressive.
You're about
things.
To say impressive.
I know.
I know. I'm holding back. But yeah, I mean, it takes some getting used to seeing a car go in different directions like that.
Yeah. My recommendation is to Colton, be prepared to do some stuff that you think is going to be boring for a while.
Yes, I would totally agree.
In order to get them eased into it.
Yeah. So. I think if you have a very basic, small off-road park really close to you, like we happen to have Prairie City, just take her out there for a day and go and do the basic trails and maybe work her way up to a little bit more of a difficult trail. But I think it's just make it a short day, take her somewhere comfortable and make it do an easy, lame day for you. But it's going to be something you're trying to ease her into that will make her enjoy it more for the long run.
Yep.
What are you giggling at over there?
I was just trying to think, like, the first time we went off-roading was the Mojave, which was pretty easy wheeling. So that was fine, but that wasn't, like, super exciting. Like, I like roller coasters, so I think.
Wait, I don't remember the first time we went together.
And I was trying to think of what's the second time we went, and was that when we went to Pismo? Or
maybe.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go back?
I do. I want to go back to Pismo. It was fantastic.
We're over here trying to figure out the first time
we don't take your lady on Deer Valley for the first time. That's a definite no.
Deer Valley's great. Next question from Spaghetti. And this one is...
Spaghetti. Is there
it's
a last
Sean,
name?
It's Sean Spaghetti.
It's Sean That's Spaghetti.
His last name is Spaghetti.
Oh.
Like for real? Last-
I'm going to say
that's
yes.
How I that's how I pronounce it.
All right. I got it.
And
I got
Sean you. Gave us an excellent suggestion of a place to go in Santa Rosa. He lives out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's for the whole group. Does a straw have one hole or two holes? My vote is one.
One long hole.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm in agreement.
One hole, two ends.
Is that like four beers, one koozie? Are you in agreement?
I'm going to sit this question out.
Okay. I plead the fifth.
Next question is from Dirty Number Two.
Sounds poopy.
Two questions for the group. Toilet paper over or under the roll? Second question, do you fold the toilet paper to wipe or scrunch it up to wipe?
This is
over
dirty
fold.
Number two.
Over fold.
Over, but I unless you have a cat that really likes to get up on the toilet paper and
bat it around and unroll
just
it.
Just treadmill on it.
Aren't you glad we don't have a cat like that?
Yeah, I am.
She doesn't do that anymore. So now we can go back to...
Yeah, we're back to over.
We're back to over. But for a while, we had to be under because in the middle of the night, she would just get up on the toilet paper
interesting.
Roll and just treadmill on it. You'd get up the next day and the whole roll of toilet paper is just on the ground.
Our cat has done that.
And it was back in 2020 when toilet paper was at a premium.
It's been ages, yeah. And that thought never occurred to me to put it the other way.
So we're definitely an over family, mm-hmm. but we had to flip around under for a short stint of time due to our
curb the cat behavior.
Due to our pussy.
And then what was the second question?
Scrunch or fold?
I scrunch.
Oh, I scrunch. Who's got? He's like,
I don't
what?
Got time. I don't got time to fold stuff.
You scrunch. It's disgusting.
I fold and reuse.
Your tushy just went down.
Milo, you're number one.
That is so typical of you.
Does that mean we have to get a bidet now?
Hate you.
I don't. What's wrong with scrunching?
Yeah, you just grab the toilet paper and
when
go
we
for
remodel
it.
Our bathroom, can I put a urinal in?
No, because it'll take too much space, and it's another thing to clean. So no, it's a hard no.
It's fair. Next question. That's tough.
Thanks for tapping us out, Milo.
This one's from Super Noodle. Question for the secretary and the assistant. Do you go 4x4ing with your other halves to humor them, or do you genuinely enjoy it?
A little bit of both. I mean, I go because like it's the thing that he likes to do, but I have a good time when we go 90% of the time.
I count that as a win.
That's a good guy.
I would say I'm more at the 60 to 70% of the time is a good time. But
that's 110%.
No, 62%.
That's 130%.
62%.
Oh, that's 130%. I'm good at math.
I probably more go spend time with Tyler than I do enjoy it. However, I'm hoping that he's learning from these podcasts on how I would enjoy it. Hint, hint, like that. That time
keep
on the Rubicon,
keep the trip moving.
Where you set up the tent in that awful, awful spot?
We had no other spots,
and you forgot the sleeping bag.
That was on the Rubicon.
That was bad.
That was Gold Lake.
That was the same trip.
Gold Lake was amazing, and that would have been an amazing trip. But I didn't have a sleeping bag.
If I had forgot the sleeping bag on that Rubicon trip,
Never again.
I would have been divorced.
That would have been a divorce.
D-I-V-O-R-C. Yeah.
She would have hiked out to Tahoma and left, and I would have never seen her again.
So. It's a true story.
Well, at least you know how you can get a divorce if you ever need one. That's
true. Okay. So thank you, Super Noodle. Next one is from Reason asking.
Is it Reason or Raisin?
Reason.
Okay.
Asking the secretary to Tyler.
Okay.
What's the update on the Bronco you spent $100 on to reserve the right to purchase unseen or ever driving to see if it handles as poorly as a Jeep?
Yeah. So Tyler is trying to talk me into a different vehicle. It's not going well.
No, it's not.
I mean, I'm open to looking at a different vehicle, but so far the options just aren't. I mean, we had a good long talk. At the good Gold Lake trip.
Yep.
The one where we brought my sleeping bag. Oh, mm-hmm. No. We slept in the trailer.
We had the trailer.
That's why it was a good trip.
Had a great view of the lake. It was awesome.
We had a good long talk about all the options on that trip. And I mean, I really thought about it. But unfortunately, I still feel like the Bronco is the vehicle for me. Mm-hmm. And what
if
I want to do and what I want
if
us
it ever
to
shows
do.
Up, yeah.
So I'm still holding out for it, but I'm definitely open to considering other things. No trucks though. We don't need another truck.
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Not for another truck. But
fine. We'll get an SUV.
But I will say the like other thing about the Bronco is Tyler's trying to talk me into a Sequoia, but it's longer.
It is a little bit longer.
Yeah. And I like going downtown. No, but the other thing is I asked you about the Sequoia and you said it wasn't as capable as the Bronco.
Off-roading, it's not as capable as the Bronco. Correct.
Yeah, so my goal is to have a vehicle that we can take more often.
Off-roading?
Yeah.
We have the 4Runner for that.
I had a deep.
It's going to be super comfy here soon.
Someday. Someday.
Next question.
Yeah.
No faith in Brian. next one is from a repeat from Wreck-It Rob. Says, Jimmy and the assistant and mini assistant, do you guys ever take the little one with you wheeling?
Very, yes, but not that often. Being that we only have her every other weekend, hampers weekend trips. But we have. And when she goes, she has a good time. But she seems a little hesitant to go.
Yeah. I think a lot of times it's a lot easier for us to go wheeling on the weekends that we don't have her.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't go very often with us. However, she has gone with us a few times and has had a good time.
And she's all about that trailer life, though.
We got I should have never invited you guys to Overland Expo.
She wants the trailer so bad. She just ran from trailer to trailer, and she had the best time at that Overland Expo West.
She was talking the other day about the, like, there was a living bathroom trailer or something like that, that had like plants inside of the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know, man. Nice. She was just living her best trailer life.
Yeah. It was funny having a kid at Overland Expo too, because everybody was like, yeah, come on in, go ahead. Whatever you
play, like, in the trailer.
You little person.
Yeah. Go for it. She's like, wow. Yeah.
So saw her, the little kid, all excited about a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Did she get lost in the Earth Roamer?
No,
we didn't go in the Earth Roamer. It was not open for tours. Yeah. We went by
and
it.
Truck House wasn't really open. They could let you look in.
The Earth Cruisers.
Yeah.
But all the other trailers, man, she was, she got in every single one. It was nice. Crazy.
Yeah. She had a good time. She's still got her favorites and she still talks about them.
Yeah.
She has her favorites?
Yeah.
Okay. The cricket?
She really
the
liked,
cricket.
No, the,
she did
yeah,
like the cricket.
The cricket was one cricket? Of her favorite.
It's the trailer that she really liked.
It's like a light.
That.
It's a lightweight one.
If like she likes it, I'll
it up
probably
to like
it
a CRV
you would like
or
it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and the top.
Oh, we can
pops
hook it up,
up
to my Subaru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
it can be. Yeah.
I don't think the Subaru
that's,
would tow.
That
it.
Is what he designed it for. He was a guy no that worked shit. At NASA, and it can be pulled by a Subaru. It's an ultralight
cross trek.
Yeah,
and then the top pops up, like, and it has two bunk beds that like pop down.
That's sick. We don't even need a Bronco. I want a cricket trailer to hook up to
it
my
It costs
Subaru.
About as much as the Bronco.
I was going to say, it would cost
they're
as much as the Bronco,
affordable.
So we could do
it. They're very cool.
Can we put bigger tires on the Subaru?
Yes. That's a question.
I love that Subaru. All right.
You can make that Subaru more capable.
Googling
off-road.
Cricket trailer.
We could put in like three Toyota cases into it and have like super crawl in it.
I want the Fire Moth by the same people.
Tiger Moth.
The tiger Moth. Moth. Tiger, yeah. Tiger Moth. Moth. Okay. Yeah. Right. I want the
those
tiger
are pretty
Moth.
Cool. So you'll have to come up to Overland Expo next time.
It was fun. It was more fun than I thought it was going to
be. I
want
to do the Colorado one.
Dates are already released.
I know. I'm trying to get a booth right now. I'm in waiting. Next one is from Wreck-It Rob again. It says, did you guys grow up with Toyotas in the family or is that a personal thing you grew fond of?
Yes.
I agree.
Did you know
the Muffin Man
that I grew up in a Jeep Cherokee?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My stepdad had a Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jimmy. Cute.
He has a Toyota
Jimmy.
Now.
Yeah, he has a Toyota now, but he had a Jimmy. And one of the first vehicles that I had to learn how to drive when I was driving was a Jimmy. And
you're still learning how to drive it.
And I hated it. Because it was like, take this big, goofy, lifted, bouncy truck.
They are big,
and
goofy,
park it.
Lifted trucks.
Okay. As long as we're talking about the truck, right?
And park it in this, you know, silly parking space where you have to go around an island and go in straight to the parking space and then back out around the island and leave. And he would just make me like park that goofy lifted Jimmy like all over the place.
I heard you're really good at backing trucks up there.
Oh, I'm so good at backing up. I'm so good that my husband's afraid to park in the driveway. Although have I ever ran into your truck?
Not yet.
No, but have I ran into the flower planter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane.
Yes, I run into the flower planter a lot. But
and
I
hit your rearview mirror on the door of the garage.
What? That is accurate.
Because she was looking out the other mirror,
to
making
make sure
she
wasn't running
gonna,
in the truck. Uh-huh. Yeah, I run into a lot of things to avoid running into the truck.
Right, so I park on the road so that she doesn't have to worry about it and she can just reverse out of the driveway with ease. But our neighbors, unfortunately, are taking up the entire road.
Mm-hmm. With their fleet.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
Oh,
also,
Cherokee. I got it.
I've also ripped off a mirror.
Oh, I didn't rip off. It did do the thing where it like kind of like
yeah. It did the brake where like it yeah. just shifted and went the wrong way.
The
and
car I was driving at the time didn't have the that sort of flexibility.
Mirrors.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I've broken off a mirror too, backing up.
I broke a mirror driving through a mud puddle and hit a mailbox. What? Driver okay. mirror too, by the way.
Driver mirror.
Okay. So I was on the other side of the mailboxes.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Good job.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Like I went into the puddle and this is when you're learning how to four wheel and you don't care about mud. Went into the puddle, mud water went all over my windshield. Didn't see where I was going. And all of a sudden I don't have a mirror anymore. I also took off a mirror swerving on the freeway at reckless speeds. And I hit one of the reflectors on the center divide.
That's bad.
Wow.
And it snapped my mirror off.
Wow.
That's how close I was to the center divide. Now I was in
I'm not Black sure you Be- should have admitted that one.
Black Beauty.
That was in Mexico, though.
That was so in it was Mexico. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't illegal
running
there.
From the Federales.
Yeah. Yep. Next question is from Wreck-It Rob again.
Oh, geez.
Says, this one's for all. Have you guys always been off-roaders? If not, when or how did your love begin?
No.
No. No. I mean, I think you grew up in an off-roading
I grew up
family.
Off-roading. Yeah. So yeah, I've always been off-roading. And as soon as I was old enough to get my own car, my first car was with intention to have it be an off-roader. And it ended up being the 3.0 V6 Toyota engine and had some issues. So I sold it and got a 98 Ford Ranger and I took that one off-roading. And then after that, I went to college and I was commuting a lot. So I had to get rid of the off-road trucks. And then I got my Tacoma after that. And then 4Runner.
Yeah.
Has your dad ever been off-roading?
Oh, yeah.
Before I took him on the Rubicon. You took him?
Yes. Okay. So my family, and we did car camping a lot, which now is a weird word that people don't say. They
That's
say overlanding.
Overlanding. But yeah, it was or a car
it seems
camping.
Seems like, yeah. So we did a lot of car camping and we had for a long time, we had a Jeep Cherokee and we would go off-roading in that.
Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah. And it was a freaking lemon, but we went on a lot of off-roading camping trips. So like, you know, we went down to
The Mojave.
Mojave. A few times, went out to Death Valley a few times. We did this like crazy back road out to a ghost town and like the hill was snowed over and my dad's like, we got this. And you went through and no problem. And I was freaked out. Like, we're all going to die. We're just slide down
the
snow.
Party.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's going to be bad. I don't know. I was like 10 or 12 at the time. But we weren't really an off-roading family. Like we were adventurous and going out car camping and chose not to drive the highways to go to these places. We went on off-road to go.
Yeah, I would say the same. The goofy, bouncy, lifted Jimmy took us on some roundabout ways to get to the
car
camping.
I heard a story with
spots.
You and Pa and in that thing and that what no seat belts, the back of the, like you all slept in the back of it? Or?
Yeah, we slept in the back of it one time because my stepdad forgot a lot of the camping gear. And
I don't know what that's like.
We were going up into the Sierra with not a lot of the camping gear. And then like we hit that night we got to the camping spot without like the camping box that had all the cooking things in it. And then we were trying to like make dinner. The stove was there, but we were trying to make dinner. And I remember my stepdad trying to like use like a space blanket as like a
nice.
That lasted half a second. As if you've ever gotten a space blanket near a flame, he's like, "We can make a quesadilla, or gone. Not." My mom just had the snarkiest eyes that I ever remembered, and there was a lot of Donner Party jokes on that trip. She even gave him the name of Hastings, which was the guide that steered them wrong.
Yep. So the Hastings Pass.
So you grew up camping, though.
Yeah, I grew up camping.
I did not. Mm. My parents were not into camping, and I don't think they ever were. My dad was pretty adventurous, but I also feel like the Boston lifestyle is just not for camping. anyways, I hadn't really been camping for the first time until I was an adult and my best friend took me. And it was under the
influence.
Well, yes. No, I told her she really wanted me to come. And I was like, you got to do everything. And that's sort of how I've kept it. So I've kind of played this dumb sort of part where I'm like, well, if you want me to come, you got to do everything. And I've carried that over to Tyler. So she did everything. Tyler does everything. And I do as little as possible on these camping trips. And I just say that it's because I didn't grow up camping.
Well, going back to some of our previous questions, that's a good way to help your significant other go camping with you.
Do everything.
Make it as easy on them as possible.
But of course, when they forget your sleeping bag.
And whose fault really is that?
I don't know. Then it's their fault. That was not my fault.
Next question is from, this one's from Brian. Has Tyler ever been put on timeout? Like no talking for an extended period of time?
You got put on timeout with me.
When was that?
When you ate my ice cream.
That's true. We did. We almost got a divorce over that.
We weren't married yet.
Oh,
I almost kicked you out though.
I almost got broken up though. Yeah. Don't eat the ladies' ice cream, everybody out there. And sure. Ever since then, I don't touch ice cream if it's in the fridge anymore.
Well, now you don't need it because it's lactose free ice cream.
And you probably shouldn't eat ice cream in the fridge anyway.
Yeah,
sorry, the freezer. Okay. That's fair.
And on the podcast, no, not yet.
Not yet. He's about to though. He's trying to find a way to do it. Mm. The next one's from Dwebby. It says, I only listen to the free version stuff at the moment, and this may have been covered already, but...
Do we have
There's not a paid version of podcast. Content? So.
We do not have paid content.
Hours. We do not have an After Hours. After we don't hours have an OnlyFans. Talk. We don't have like, specific...
Is there an OnlyFans snail trail? That's a whole different market.
I haven't searched that one yet.
It says, who is Brian and why haven't we heard him?
Oh,
next question.
Yeah. He's kind of he's the man behind the scenes and he doesn't like to be on the mic.
No, we've tried to get him on a microphone before and he froze. Freaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. He just sat there and held the mic and
you ever seen 8 Mile?
Blinked at us.
You ever seen 8 Mile, 8 Mile with Eminem?
Yeah.
How he's on the microphone. He just freezes and doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's Brian.
Yep.
So, next one is from Wreck-It Rob again.
Wow.
It says, hello, me again. If money wasn't an issue, like if you had Chris money, what would be your vehicle of choice?
Who's Chris? Chris from Whiskey?
Yeah. I agree. Who is Chris?
Ooh, I don't know. Never met the guy.
Yeah. Whiskey Chris.
Okay.
We only mind Whiskey Chris. Chris mm-hmm. money.
Yeah. I would have a Tiger Moth.
A Tiger
Moth.
Not a car. Or
well, I would have something to tow the Tiger Moth.
Yeah. Like a Bronco?
Like a CRV that has all-wheel drive?
Would be my vehicle of choice?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many good ones. Lamborghini Countach. Lifted on 37s.
That'd be fun.
I don't know. I think right at the moment, I'm really into a stout.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
this is the first I've heard of
an
a stout.
Old school four door bump side Ford would be pretty rad.
I would like a Porsche Panamera GT.
Mm-hmm. I just want a self driving car.
I just want something to drive. Do you just need a driver then?
Yeah. I just want to get in the car in the morning and have it drive me to work.
That you can do that.
Mm-hmm. I want one of those.
Perfect.
This question does not excite me.
Well, it's the listener's question. You got to answer.
I know. I feel like it was meant to be an exciting question. It's just not. I mean, I really do want a Bronco. I love driving that Subaru, though, and I'm going to keep driving it until I get a Bronco.
Yeah, Bronco.
Perfect.
Next one from Wreck-It Rob again. What's your favorite Toyota? I'm going to go with a 4Runner. No, yeah. I really do like the first gen Tacoma, the four doors.
Yeah, those are really nice. I don't know. I would probably say a first gen pickup. I think those
not
are
a stout. Stout's not your stout. Favorite.
Not my favorite. I think they're unique.
Okay,
but I think first gen pickups are pretty cool looking.
Okay,
I'm gonna say a Camry. I've owned three in my lifetime. Very solid vehicles.
They are pretty solid. They're very reliable for sure.
Very reliable.
Uh-huh. I skip. Pass.
Pass. Okay. I'm going to say the new hydrogen V8. The new hydrogen V8, whatever that vehicle that's going to come in.
That's cool.
Zero emission hydrogen engine they just came out with. Or they're getting ready to come out with. Anyways, this one's from Lorenzo.
Mm.
Why did you guys donkey nap me?
I think that's for us.
That's
we had no pointed part of at this. Jimmy.
He jumped in my cab.
He was looking for an out.
Next question.
Let's see. Next one. Derek. From Derek. It says, why are the secretary and the assistant not using their real names?
Because mystery is sexy.
I don't have a solid reason. I think it's just more fun.
Mine's my profession.
Yeah, that makes sense for you. For me, it doesn't. It's not so serious.
I think yours came around one time because we were just joking around and we were like, I don't know, what do we call you? And you're like, the secretary.
I don't think I ever would have picked that nickname. Okay. So I don't think that was me. It's not that serious. If you talk to me through Morflate IG, you may hear my real name.
Yep.
At one point I did work for government, in which case I wouldn't have given my name, but I don't really anymore. Question mark? Next question.
Next question. This one's from Luke Daugherty. What is the other podcast and where can it be found? I've spent 2 weekends trying to find the damn thing.
Next
question. next one's from Dwebby. To the girls, how often do y'all go out with the guys on trips? And are you okay with them going out without you?
Yes, okay with them going out as long as it's not 3/4 of the month. That's my tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
How often?
So 50%.
So you got half a month to be gone.
Not all the months. 50% of the months you can be gone. 50%
so of can the I be gone? Oh, I can't be gone 6 months and then come back.
Nope. No, you can't. How often do I go out with you? Not enough.
I agree.
The only time I'm really free to go out with you is during the summertime.
Yeah, a lot of my trips leave before you're done with work.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're leaving on a Thursday. And I'm like, no, sorry.
Or even Friday morning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Friday morning trips.
Yeah. And right now there's no substitute teachers.
Yeah.
And then it's just like you're dooming all your coworkers to sub for you and lose their prep. So like I try to avoid it. I do it sometimes, but yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe once a month. If you
during the summer
average them together. No, I go with you in the winter sometimes.
That's true. You do go on summer trips.
But I haven't been in a couple months. But in like July or August we went.
Tyler hasn't wheeled in a couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't been in a couple months either. Yeah. I wasn't either.
You went for
in
Halloween.
October. Yeah. End of October.
I mean there was a great reason why I didn't go on that one.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably around once a month or a little bit less than once a month. And absolutely 100% you can go without me because, you know, it's Indian food and horror movie time.
Mm-hmm.
Next question
is from Dwebby.
Okay.
This is for everybody. What's your favorite whiskey?
Basil Hayden Classic.
Ooh, we have some of that.
But the Westward.
Westward.
Yeah, the Westward is now, I think, my favorite.
It's really hard for us to find, though.
Man, yeah, you can't find it. It's delicious as hell.
Mm.
Rum.
Rum, not whiskey.
Rum's your favorite whiskey? Rum is your favorite
whiskey. Yeah, I would prefer rum over whiskey. Sorry.
It's fine by me. My favorite whiskey is the maple whiskey.
From Canada?
Yeah, the Sortilege.
Yeah, Sortilege. That's a good one.
Yep.
I don't really have an exact answer, but just I do enjoy a good whiskey and not a rye. And just
I like rye.
Pick one right now. I'm going to pour you some whiskey. What am I going to pour you?
You're going to pour me a Weller.
Okay.
She's okay with that one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
And two more questions. We got spaghetti. Oh, Jesus. Okay. This one's more of a dad joke than a question.
Okay.
Why do stormtroopers only have iPhones? Anybody?
Something about Androids.
Because they couldn't find the Androids they were looking for. And last one is from Spaghetti. Says, without looking it up, what does news stand for?
God.
That's an acronym?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a fake acronym.
I would expect her to know. I have no clue.
Northeast, West, South.
Huh?
What?
Northeast, West, South.
Wait,
I like
what?
Your answer.
No, I'm like 85% sure.
No, but like I've heard it recently. It's some stupid thing.
No, I think it's Northeast, West, South.
Wait, so it's nothing to do with the actual news?
There's a dumb news one that everywhere. Has to do with news.
The news is everywhere, so it's Northeast, West, Northeast, West, South.
I mean, I don't know, but
I like yours better.
I'm 85% sure that's where it comes from.
Interesting. I'm curious.
If we are talking about the traditional sense of news.
Yeah. Okay. Brian's looking it up.
To the internet.
Yep.
So what did Google say? I don't know.
News.
Doesn't stand for anything.
It doesn't stand for anything. It's not an acronym. Yeah. It means things that are new.
Yeah.
Right.
Essentially, there's people. There was one guy, apparently, from quick Googling, that tweeted.
Yeah.
It took him 19 years to figure out that news stands for notable
events,
weather, sports.
Yeah. That's not what it stands
for. And then it got retweeted over 28,000 times. And so now everybody thinks that news stands for that, but it actually doesn't actually stand for that.
And what have we learned about
hashtag fake news?
Yep. The authenticity of Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, Twitter's going away, so.
Just watch Twitter burn.
Yeah. It is a fun dumpster fire.
It's going to be a good show to watch.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Well, this has been fun.
That's all the questions.
I wish that wasn't the last question, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Sorry.
We can make up another one if you want.
So repeat them. Go find a repeat.
What was the question you skipped at the beginning? Someone had two questions at the second question.
Our stripper had like 1,000 questions.
Yeah, and you're like, and then next one.
So we have... What is the latest you stayed at a Denny's and why?
Oh, you know, I can't remember because if you're at a Denny's real late, it's because you're real drunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm not going to say like real, real late. I'm not going to say I've been at a Denny's past 2 a.m.
I showed up at a Denny's past 2 a.m.
Yeah,
no.
I haven't.
I'm thinking I have been at a Denny's past 2 a.m., but boy, I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to remember.
I remembered.
I remember a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how late I stayed. Probably till 3.
Yeah, I'm guessing 3 to 3:30, somewhere around there. Yeah.
But I've definitely came out of a bar and ended up at a Denny's.
Yeah.
Oh, Denny's was never my destination of choice. I did a lot of zombie pizza.
Bed usually was.
Yeah, bed. Did I tell you about zombie pizza?
Not yet.
In downtown Sacramento, my friend calls it zombie pizza because if you just sit there and watch, everyone that comes in looks like a zombie because they're like drunk as hell and just looking to eat some pizza after the bar closed. And you just go in there and just like,
So what's the pizza joint?
I don't. And that's the funny thing is like we would be out drunk and be like, oh, let's go get some zombie pizza. But we couldn't actually remember the name of the place. We would just be like, pizza, and then like whoever was driving the Uber or the cab would be like, oh yeah, the one pizza place that's open right now. That serves drunks right now.
How's the pizza?
It doesn't matter. But it definitely burns the roof of your mouth. 100% burns the roof of your mouth. See, when you wake up the next day, you're like, oh, why? And then you're like, oh, zombie pizza. Yeah.
Okay, so we have the potential for one more question per person.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's end on the high note.
All right. Jimmy, if you were forced to play, and this is all from our stripper again. Jimmy, if you're forced to play only one video game for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
You play video games?
not very often, but I have.
But yeah. You have this cool emulator thing if you could get it freaking working again.
I need to reload all the games.
It has all the Nintendo games.
It's got all the games. You could not load the N64 games because that just broke just can't my heart. Run it. They can't run them and it just teases me.
Yeah, that's a good, it would definitely be an older game. And the first one that sort of comes to mind is Iron Man Stewart's 4x4 game with the nitro and the steering.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to be on some mission. He's like, I'm going to drive and I'm going to go get this. And I wanted
gonna
to
go
say
buy
no,
a video game console.
And I'm like, what video game cabinet?
Cabinet.
But that was my favorite game growing up, like arcade game. Mm-hmm. Like my stepdad was in a bowling league and I had like a $5 quarter budget for the night. And guess what gets you a lot of bang for your quarter buck?
The Ivan Stewart 4x4 game?
Yeah.
The Toyota and I would just racing like, game. I forgot. Yeah. It's not its official name, but yeah.
Yeah. I would.
What was that?
I was real good at that game.
That was a fun. I'm still slightly on the hunt to get one of those cabinets and put it in a shop.
I wouldn't say no to that.
Yeah.
If the price was reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I want to get Ivan on our podcast.
That would be cool too.
That's like a bucket list item.
Yes.
Okay. Assistant, how has Snail Trail 4x4 changed you in the last year?
In the last year? I don't think it's changed me in the last year. How has it changed my life? Made me a wife of a guy that likes to go off-roading.
Snail Trail 4x4 did that?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks, Snail Trail 4x4.
Yeah.
Okay. Secretary, what are you most excited about while you're out rock landing?
Rock landing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's overlanding through rock crawling.
It's overlanding with a rock crawler.
Yeah.
I don't want to go rock landing.
That's not
the
question.
Rock
I want to go
landing.
overlanding.
You go rock landing. You just haven't known you've gone rock landing.
Oh, we go rock crawling.
And then
you camp and everything
and
too.
It's rock landing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the question?
What are you most excited about while you're out wheeling?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not excited about. Those damn yellow flies.
Deer Valley.
I think the best thing about off-roading is disconnecting from work because I have no cell service and there's nothing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can finally shut that part of my brain down.
That's why I go off-roading. It's great.
Is that why we're married?
Probably.
What the hell is rock landing? is that a real term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just made it up.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was written here on the in this message.
Oh, yeah, because this podcast is so legit.
We made it up. We stole it from actually the Power Tank.
That's true.
Oh, well, and then they said it. It's real. Whoa. All right, go ahead.
And the last question for me is, would you rather give up off-roading or amateur radio? It's amateur radio.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
Because I could still do GMRS.
Oh, God. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds dorky as hell.
It's super dorky, for sure. All right. I think that does it. That is all the questions. All of them.
It was a good ending in 50 episode.
Yeah.
I think so.
Episode 350.
I think we shared a lot of information about ourselves. People probably learned a little bit more about us than we care to share. And but that's why these listener questions are always fun.
Yep. Well, cool. If you guys have any other questions you wanted to ask, feel free to call them in, leave us a voicemail, or you can email them in. You can reach the secretary over at the Morflate Instagram. You can reach the assistant over at, do you still have that Snail Trail one?
I do, but I don't ever look at it. So you can reach me nowhere.
Nowhere. And you can reach Jimmy over at Snail Trail 4x4 Instagram. And
just send it to Jimmy and he'll tell me.
There we go. That'll work. And then there's, of course, emails and all sorts of other fun ways to get a hold of us. Irate 4x4, Facebook group, et cetera. So with that, Jimmy, do you have any final words for everybody?
I may or may not have been in more accidents than I like to admit.
Assistant, do you have any final words for everybody out there?
Question everything.
And Secretary, do you have any final words for everybody?
Keep the trip moving.
And with that, my friends, keep crawling.
Okay, I have a joke.
I'm excited.
It's real dumb, and that's why I like it. Why are chickens so funny?
I don't know.
Why?
Because!
Great delivery.
Okay.
You're going to think about it
that's
later.
That's the assistant,
it's
going
to come back around
gentlemen.
To you.
Can you do one like that with a peacock instead of a chicken?
Help!